Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. A deadly house fire is under investigation in North Montgomery County. The state fire marshal's office says one person died in the fire on Williams Drive Sunday night. The victim has not been identified. Montgomery will soon have another charter school. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's contract last night. School leaders say they'll open for K through second grade in 2021 and add grades over the next 4 years. Life Academy will be Montgomery's second charter school. And President Donald Trump has endorsed Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate race. Tuberville is running against Trump's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st Republican runoff. Trump tweeted Tuesday night that Tuberville has his complete and total endorsement. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. When do we do that drawing? Well, we do it on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. What's in that basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let me see the cuts of a cut Joey's on. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, this is Webby Mook, who obviously was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and Sullivan, who was Marco Rubio's guy. They're going to give an analysis on the Bernie voters' turn to Biden. I don't know. And Bernie's path doesn't really exist.
Biden was pulling ahead in all these states for a long time. Yep. Just there was a rough patch. So in some ways, it just returned to the norm.
Biden picked up a key endorsement from a mayor in a county that Trump won after Obama had won it twice. So you had an Obama to Trump, now back to the Democrats. Could we see more of that? That's really key for a victory.
Look, I think you're going to see it in going both directions. I think you're going to see, Republicans endorsing Democrats and vice versa.
Really?
I do. Because
topsy-turvy?
Well, I mean, that's the political environment we're in now. I mean, it is so much more personality-driven than it is ideologically anymore. It's about, do you like this person? Can you identify with this person?
Yeah.
And we see that with people switching from Bernie Sanders to Joe Biden. There's a fundamental ideological difference, but it's about personality, who they like and who they don't like.
After these results, Robbie, how tough is the math for Bernie Sanders? Is this race effectively over?
It's tough, I believe, in two ways. First of all, that delegate lead's gotten over 100. And once you're into triple digits, it's basically impossible to catch up. But the other problem for Bernie is this next contest on the 17th. I think it's going to be really hard. These are states that Hillary won.
Yeah.
These are states that I don't see any reason why he's going to somehow pull ahead. And so I think the decision he's facing is soldier on and potentially face a worse night.
What do you think he'll do?
I don't know. I also don't think as Democrats we need to just apply a ton of pressure. It's March.
Yeah.
There's some time. I do think Biden, and we saw Biden do this last night, he has got to welcome, and I would say all candidate supporters, right? I think we shouldn't just talk about Bernie supporters. We should also talk about Elizabeth Warren supporters and other people's supporters as well. But, you know, there's time, and I think the most important thing is back off, let Bernie work.
That's a sign right there for Democrats that this is over. When Robbie says, oh, there's time, there's no need to force him out, it's that means he's a zombie candidate. It's over for him functionally, you know, whether he knows it or not.
He's a zombie candidate. So what happens with the Bernie supporters here? I don't think that they go over to Biden.
Especially the diehards, I think they stay home or they maybe even cause trouble at this convention coming up.
I think they're definitely going to cause trouble at the convention. Because they're already saying that it's being stolen from when you watch the election night Tuesday, they were already saying that in Lansing, Michigan, that there was a plot by the establishment to get Bernie out of there. And Bernie actually can take that to the bank a little bit. He can say, the powers that be don't want me, and that's what's happening here. And he can take that to the bank for a little bit. And the question is, speaking of bank, how much money is Bernie going to be able to bank, and what is Joe going to get? Now, Joe is supposed to be getting some cash that's coming into his campaign. He's supposed to have gotten a $12 million infusion. But you got to remember, Bernie has $20 million in the bank. So I don't know. This is going to be kind of fun to watch. I can't wait till Sunday night.
I mean, there are going to be some Bernie supporters who are just Democrats, and they like Bernie, but they'll go along with whomever is the Democratic nominee. But let's say 10% or 15% of the Bernie folks who are diehards, who have always been with them, I think they've got a bitter taste in their mouth, and who knows what they do.
So, Milwaukee, here we come.
Yeah.
Beer and dumpster fires? I like the combination of that. Beer and dumpster fire. What are you doing? I'm drinking beer and going to light my dumpster on fire here. Let's see who we got here. East of the Rockies, the one and only Hayes. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, listen, you're a professional, and I am not even an amateur. So here's the math I'm doing. In California, 500,000 people voted for Biden. 500,000 voted for Bernie. Round it off. Okay.
It's a lot more than that.
Well, was it? Was it a lot?
Oh, yeah. Sanders' vote was there were 5 million cast in 2016. There are 2.5 million that were cast in 2020 in the Democrats, and the he got basically 36% of that, so he got 900,000.
Yeah, well, look, if math is involved, the only thing I'm good for in math is messing something up. But here's my perception of it.
Please.
You know, we keep talking about, you know, Miss Clinton being the running mate, et cetera, et cetera. Wouldn't the Democrats be able to pull Bernie's supporters in if he were the Democratic vice president?
No, no, actually the opposite. And again, I keep pointing out, the reason Bernie did well is you had the Bernie bros, and then you had the We Hate Hillary Clinton. And you added those two together, and that caused a victory in Michigan. That doesn't, if she gets on the ticket, that doesn't, I think it hurts Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't want Joe to get hurt physically, but man, you know, the cat needs to start planning his retirement. I think it would be a good thing for him to do, but this is interesting stuff, man. I know you're digging it.
I am loving this stuff. Absolutely loving it.
All right, friend. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. You have a great day. Let's do this. Let's stay with the election analysis. Talking about Corona, the economy, and Trump rallies may be stopped.
How might this affect the president's reelection efforts?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a good thing for Donald Trump. I mean, and largely due to the coronavirus, this is the unforeseeable that he's having to deal with, and he's gotten mixed reviews at best.
Not only with how he's dealing with the economy, but with the coronavirus itself.
I think those are so intertwined, though. I mean, nothing has fundamentally shifted in the economy over the last week. Other than the coronavirus.
He's defied political conventions before, though. People would, you know, do you think, is the coronavirus categorically different from the many things that he's ducked before?
I don't know. Anybody who tells you they do know is lying to you, because who knows? I mean, look, the reports of his death have been premature a few times before, and everyone says, oh, this is the camel's, you know, the straw on the camel's back.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Yeah. Biden and Sanders have both canceled rallies yesterday. President Trump has not.
I was going to say, I think this is really interesting. Donald Trump feeds off those rallies. Mm-hmm. Those are how he came to you know, become the nominee of the Republican Party, and then the president. He feeds off of those more than anything else.
Yeah.
If they take away the rallies from him, it's going to be interesting what that does to his psyche and his candidacy.
Bernie Sanders has been saying that the political establishment is the reason why Joe Biden is rising, and he is not. You are a representative of the establishment here as the former campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. What is your reaction to that?
You know, look, I think a lot of rhetoric has swung around both ways on this campaign. I think that at some point the voters are just speaking, right? It's just voters, rank and file voters. And people in the so-called establishment, which I think is a bit of a mirage, but let's go with it for a second. You know, sure, might be favoring Biden over Bernie, but at some point you got to look at those votes. And I think that's his core problem. Look, the other thing I will say that I noticed last night, which will have impact for the general election, this huge turnout we're seeing in the suburbs that really went strong for Hillary, were absolutely the reason we won back the House. The turnout surge that we're seeing in those areas is massive. And I think the question for Trump is going to be, can he counteract that with turnout in more rural areas? That's a big question moving forward.
Actually, the place where the turnout was huge was actually in the rural areas of Michigan. And if you looked at the Michigan map, it was solid blue for Joe Biden. It was his blue. They used two blues, which I thought was kind of confusing. But, I looked at some of the counties that were there, and I compared it from 2016. I go to CNN Politics Central and look at the 2016 number and look at the 2020 number. And when you add those two together, you take the Trump vote and you take the full Biden vote, and then you go back and look at 2016, it was amazing how close they were. Amazing. And so Trump got a big vote that was out there. I mean, he banged up some pretty big numbers considering he didn't have any opposition out there. And nobody's ever done this before. Nobody's done it in Mississippi and Michigan and Missouri. but he is knocking down some numbers. So I think, did you notice how they did the, well, you know, the economy's not doing too good. Well, the coronavirus isn't doing too good, and that's knocking down the stock market. And so if you're back to the stock market is the economy, then you may be right with that. But they decoupled that not long ago, saying the stock market in the economy. Stock market's going one way. People are suffering out there, suffering. I hate when they do that crap. Donna Brazile is going to weigh in on this thing. And not the time to end the debates or the primaries. The first voice you're going to hear is Jim Clyburn.
I think it is time for us to shut this primary down. It's time for us to cancel the rest of these debates, because you don't do anything but get yourself in trouble if you continue this contest when it's obvious that the numbers will not shake out for you.
All right, one of the leading House Democrats, Jim Clyburn from the great state of South Carolina, arguing for the DNC to cancel any further primary debates and just back Joe Biden.
Yup, it comes as the Democratic frontrunner continues his surge over Bernie Sanders.
Here with reaction is former DNC interim chair and Fox News contributor Donna Brazile. Donna, it looks like he won four so far.
So far.
Joe. Bernie won one.
North Dakota.
And
correct.
Washington State, too close to call.
But first of all, let me address Mr. Clyburn. Mr. Clyburn is a very important leader in the Democratic Party. I believe the debate should go on. I think that Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden should sit down, have a very civil conversation about some of the big issues facing our country. How would they deal with the coronavirus? What steps should Congress take to enable and help the president? This is not the time to call for the end of the process. We have more than 700 delegates still at stake this month alone. Now, at the end of this month, we should reassess, but right now, this is not the time to reassess.
So this is not the time to reassess. I agree with that. And let me tell you something. If they pull this thing, the Bernie bros will burn Milwaukee down.
Yes.
And now, if he goes in and does this, because he will not have a good night this coming Tuesday, that will not work for him. But if they pull this thing, they will go absolutely ballistic. And I could see Bernie attacking Joe Biden if that happened. I could see him attacking Joe Biden and every Democrat establishment person that's out there, and he'll use the long fingernails of AOC to do it with, too. He'll unleash her on a whole bunch of people, and she'll gleefully do it. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. United for your
comfort. Shane is here.
here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There must be some kind of way out of here. 272-9228, that's where we are. Time of it is now down 1,389 points. I'm going to stay here with you guys and not go sit in my office and drink heavily. let's go to back to Donna Brazil and attracting the Bernie supporter. No, I'm sorry. On Joe's just passionate. This is their new argument. He's not really kind of angry. He's just passionate about what he does, and he's not losing his mind. No.
I respect that so much, but also have an infinite amount of respect for Clyburn and company.
Yes.
James Carville, too, who say no, because they see Joe Biden unscripted and they see some problems, especially if you look at what's happened recently, as late as yesterday. Here's a look at Joe Biden unhooked.
Angry Joe. All
right, thank you.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
Get your words straight, Jack. You're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
You see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. You want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups.
Well, you should vote for Trump.
Politicians, take no vote for granted, except I think he just lost six votes.
Oh, no, I think he gained hundreds of votes. And here's why. He's a man of passion. I've known Joe Biden.
It was good,
I was 27 years old. I went home to Louisiana. I thought about going to law school. I got a phone call from Joe Biden. Joe Biden is someone who cares. He will speak his mind. He will tell you things that you look at him and you're like, I have to tell you, I went to the White House 3 months after Joe Biden became vice president. And he sat me down and he looked at me. Come on, we're doing this thing. We're doing the Biden thing, right? And he said, let's have a black-on-black discussion. I looked at him and I'm like, I'm black. Oh, Joe Biden speaks from here, okay? Sometimes when you speak from here, you don't get it right, but guess what?
Pony soldier?
Oh, I've never used those words, okay? The combo, but come on. Who are we comparing him to, right? Himself. I want to address one other issue.
You didn't tell me Joe Biden from 10 years ago would have been telling at least four people not to vote for him.
Are you an expert? Are you an expert on cognitive disabilities? I've heard so many people talk about cognitive.
No, but I'm asking.
Joe Biden.
You knew him 10 years ago, so
I knew him 30 years ago.
So you're going to tell me he would have done the same things he would 10 years ago?
Joe Biden is a man of passion, and I don't think that auto worker took offense to what Joe Biden.
We just had him on.
Joe Biden was talking about. Look, Joe Biden is speaking about gun violence. 100 people a day die from gun violence. 200 are wounded.
A lot of people do agree with him.
So they agree with him. But I want to also address Bernie Sanders because I think it's important. Bernie Sanders is committed to the issues that he's fighting for. He has been out there for over 30 plus years. I've also met him when I was in my 20s. He's a passionate man. He cares about this country and he cares about the people.
He just wants
who
to totally change it.
And by the way, no one is asking for free stuff. We need to end this conversation about free stuff.
What
we
are you talking
stuff.
About?
We just want to have access to the things that everybody else has.
Tell Bernie that.
But
you tell Bernie that.
No, no. Tell Americans.
He wants free education,
no.
free health care, free preschool.
No, no. We
forgive
want,
student
we
debt.
Want, we want farmers who are suffering to get help. We want a, companies
Donna,
that are, but we also
Donna.
Want workers.
Donna.
That is called America.
Did you notice how she didn't answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago compared to now, what are you? Are you a specialist in that? She just could have just answered the question. The fact that she didn't answer the question, she knows what the answer is. And he is vastly different than he was 10 years ago. So we had a cut on from yesterday, and I went back and looked at it. The debate of 2012 with Joe Biden and Paul Ryan.
Right, yeah.
And you don't have to watch much of it. He is so vastly different in 2012 than he is now. 8 years has really, had its toll on him. That was kind of polite. Let me go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Gosh, what a stunning playback with Joe Biden and Donna Brazile, man.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. I don't know what this exchange was about, but... you know what? This is so much bull. It's going to take a tow truck to pull my truck out of it.
I like that.
Good God, man. We don't want nothing free. Oh, my gosh. Lord have mercy. Donna Brazile is delusional, and she would have been better off not meeting any of the either one of them guys in her 20s. I think they scarred her for life. I'm real... You know what's bizarre about this whole situation, Dan, is we're getting almost to a state of martial law in this country. When you have the National Guard and police go lock down whole neighborhoods and stuff, isn't that kind of martial law?
Well, they're not locking it down. What they're doing is they're going in. There's not roadblocks there where you can't get in, you can't get out. What they're there for is cleaning the city.
This is unprecedented. Of course, nothing like this has happened in our lifetimes. I'm under the impression it happened in the early 1900s with the Spanish flu. Did they do massive lockdowns and quarantines? Then they didn't.
You talking about the flu that happened in 1918?
Yeah, is that the Spanish flu that I'm speaking of?
Yeah, it's. I'm not sure if it was the Spanish flu, but it was the flu. And they did. They were getting serious, and particularly in places like New York.
If you they basically declared martial law back then.
Yeah, back then what they did is they basically barricaded parts of New York off so one group of population wouldn't get over to the other group.
Interesting. Now, last night on one of the programs, they were Homeland Security person saying, you better go out and get yourself 2 weeks of food and supplies in case you got to be quarantined. Did you hear that from Homeland Security?
I did not hear that, but I think the key there is in case you have to be quarantined. You know, the number of people that are going to be quarantined is, you know, it's not going to be this million people type thing.
No. I understand that, and it's just a kind of a creepy feeling being under a potential state of martial law. You've never been in that situation before. And knowing the government and Homeland Security, man, they got total control of this country, whether you like it or not, if something like this happens. So I guess we all need to be prepared for that. But it's stunning in a way to me. I'm very wary of them canceling events and even much more aware of what could be happening in the future with the voting. I don't trust none of these guys. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's But I'm not, you know, if it was a different administration, I may feel differently about this, but this not doing rallies, I think, is going to, they're kind of go, Joe Biden does bad rallies, Donald Trump does good rallies. What we need to do is not do rallies.
Yeah.
And I think places like Chicago, Philadelphia, you know, places like that are going to be a problem.
Well, there's nobody going to be coming to the Joe Biden rallies anyway, so it's very much opportunistic for them to cancel rallies because that's where Donald Trump gets 50,000 people, 20,000, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, those Democratic officials would love to cancel all the rallies for that reason alone, don't you think?
Yeah, let me tell you, Donald Trump does rallies really, really well. Joe Biden has crummy rallies. I mean, go to C-SPAN and look at some of the stuff that he's doing. It is pathetic. As an former advanced man, it is absolutely pathetic. He's got more people standing behind him in one rally I saw than in front of him.
And I tried to watch that 12-minute victory speech last night. It was the most boring. Like, when you say, we're not dead, we're alive, you need to sound alive.
Well, did you notice how calm he was?
Yeah.
I don't know if his wife told him. Jill said, you know, what you did with that UAW worker wasn't too good.
Wow, yeah. This man's out of control. He's stupid as hell. He's senile. And gosh, the Democrats have really, really, I mean, they're doing as bad as the Republicans did with Bob Dole.
I think that is a very good analogy. Mm. A very good analogy. Yeah. People who are former senators do not do well as presidential candidates.
Don't do good as presidents either.
Yeah, if you're a short-termer like Kennedy
or Obama,
then you're fine. But if you've been in the stable for 28 years, it just doesn't work for you.
No. And as I discussed with Joey this morning, Jeff Sessions lived in Washington more than he has Alabama, so he really don't represent the state much. So how's he supposed to know what the hell goes on here? He ain't been here.
So what did you think of the Tupperville endorsement the Trump endorsement of Tupperville?
Pretty damn fantastic. That's all I got to say. I'm all for it. And as I told Joey this morning, Donald Trump can come down here and interfere any damn time he wants to because he's the only one that's got any sense around here.
Well, he didn't when he was doing that with Luther Strange.
Well, that's more Kay Ivey's fault than anything.
No, that's Mitch McConnell's fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Not Kay Ivey's fault. I have that on high authority.
McConnell, weren't there those rumors about how Luther Strange ended up there in the first place that people floated? Yeah.
Wow. He was a former lobbyist up there. He knew Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Oh, well. Well, you know, Mitch McConnell's done a lot of damn dumb stuff in his life. He just straightened up recently, so that don't surprise me.
It's going to be interesting to see what he does with this stimulus deal. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Red Top, how's the paper doing today?
It's beautiful. It's cloudy, but it's warm. I'm enjoying every minute of it, sir.
My friend, you have a great day. Go paint the world.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right.
I've heard that somewhere before.
I have too.
Thanks, Red Top. News 793.1. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The World Health Organization officially declares the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic, the head of that agency expressing concern about what he calls alarming levels of inaction. House Democrats are trying to come up with ways to help Americans who need it financially.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is negotiating with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who told a panel the administration is also looking at ways to stabilize small and medium-sized businesses.
And whatever powers we need to make sure our airlines and our travel industry can get through this, we will.
President Trump has also suggested a payroll tax cut, though that has not won bipartisan support so far.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Senator Bernie Sanders says about losing to Joe Biden in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Idaho.
Last night, obviously, was not a good night for our campaign from a delegate point of view.
But he says he looks forward to debating Biden one-on-one Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Officially, we are still in winter for another 8 days, but it sure does feel like spring out there. In fact, today's high temperature will be a little warmer, up to about 76. Risk of showers during the daytime hours today is relatively small, but scattered showers and some thunderstorms will be roaming around this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature 59. For tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, highs in the upper 70s each day. Spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm each of the 3 days, but the rain chances will be relatively small in our part of the state. And by the way, the pollen count is in the medium-high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
GTA, that's where we are.
You know she was a dancer. She moved metal.
Yeah, Don Brazil is a water carrier without a doubt. Excuse me.
What did she say? That sometimes Biden will say stuff that make you go,
Yeah. That was funny. The And that's everybody. Several people are doing this. They're doing, that's just Joe, and he's a passionate Joe, and that's the way he is. It's the honesty of him, fighting Joe. So whatever mistake he makes or whatever he's doing wrong is actually a character plus for him. Donald Trump, on the other hand, not so much. Remember when they were talking about how mentally off Donald Trump was and they're doing the psychoanalyzing Donald Trump?
Right.
Notice they don't say anything about Joe Biden?
Well, now.
All his gaffes?
They were.
Yeah, they did for a little brief period, but that was his competitors.
Right.
Unbelievable. Okay, so let's continue on with Donna Brazile on attracting the Bernie bros.
Your establishment, I'm sure you're elated this morning that Joe Biden is the winner. Am I wrong about
that?
But let me
ask
you this.
Here we go.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. All
but
right.
It's just like when you talk to a Trump supporter, no matter what he says, Democrats can listen to his sound bites and they think that's awful what he's saying.
I agree.
You talk to a Republican who is a diehard Trumper and they're going to defend him till tooth and nail.
Same
with you defending your establishment, which is great. That's fine. But how does the Democratic Party attract the Bernie, the establishment Democratic Party, attract the Bernie voter?
Well, first of all, I'm an activist. And I believe that all activists, whether you're on the left or the right, we must find ways to come together to heal the country, to fight for the issues that Bernie Sanders has been talking about raising the minimum wage since Jesus was here, okay? He's been talking about, you know, climate change. So let's address these issues. Bernie Sanders supporters want the Democrats, whether you're establishment or activist, to address these important challenges facing the country.
And not stay home. You think they'll choose Biden?
You know, I was there in 2016 when I had to convince many of my friends who supported Bernie Sanders. I had to convince them to sit on the couch with me, to come into the DNC and work with me. And we're going to have to do the same thing in 2020. They're very important to Joe Biden, but more importantly, they're very important to the country. Because they're young. They're young and restless, searching for tomorrow with one life to live, and we need them.
Okay, so how do they get the Bernie bros over there? Does he have to turn sharp left to get that done?
I think some of it is, look at Trump. He's bad man. You can do some of that. Trump's the bad guy. It doesn't matter who we have. Just use the weapon you got to take on the bad guy. Some of it might be winks and nods. I could see it on certainly the climate change issue, Biden doing that. I could see him trying to do that on the gun issue. He'll take specific issues and try to go more left, yeah.
You know how he put Beto in charge of guns?
Right.
What does he put Bernie in charge of? More guns, less guns. I mean, he could do climate change or he could do AOC on climate change.
Right.
And Bernie on big money in Wall Street. I'm not sure what he does with that. But I don't see how he does this without pivoting to the left and adopting some of Bernie's views. He can't do all of them, of course, because he had to separate himself from that.
And now, for a second,
particularly
I thought,
medical.
Does vice president work for Bernie?
No. Two old people?
Yeah, it'll be
Which one's going to die first?
What is the Muppet Show?
Yeah, like the duo man.
Oh, this balcony. Is a bunch of crap!
I don't see how he brings them back, because Hillary Clinton certainly couldn't, and she tried to.
Right.
She tried to embrace Bernie, but they wouldn't come back, and 10% of them went to Trump. And they credit that for some of his wins in areas. And I think it's not going to be as big of a vote. I don't know. I think actually, again, there's that anti-Hillary vote that voted for Bernie, and maybe that's what went to Trump.
You know, Biden could chain himself to the front door of a factory farm and appease the dairy folks, the protesters.
I like that, particularly in Wisconsin.
Right.
Make those people happy.
I don't know, because I think some of the Bernie folks, it's about Bernie. It's kind of like, you know, Republicans used to go to Ron Paul because he would raise all this money online, these money bombs, and he'd have a lot of youth support. And they would go to Ron Paul and say, how are you doing this? And it's like, well, you have to support what I do. And I think that it's the same thing with Bernie, is there is just strong support for his democratic socialism. And you can take issues and try to co-opt them like people have done in the past. But as long as it's not Bernie selling those exact ideas, or some folks are going to stay home. Same with a lot of Ron Paul folks, for the most part, stayed home. A few got pulled in by Trump with the populism.
I really think that they're in a way they're stuck. They're trying to thread a needle that I'm not sure how they get threaded here, because first thing, I think they're dealing on false premises. The pretext that nobody likes Trump and everybody's looking for a winner and Joe Biden's our winner, I think that's a complete false narrative.
Yes.
Completely false narrative. And they're going to learn that the hard way as they kind of get down into this. So, for example, say Bernie does drop out. So then Biden's the only one on the ticket, so he gets all the delegates. He finally gets it, but he's still got to go through all those motions that are there. And how does he campaign? He's got to, I mean, if Bernie isn't around, he's got to go campaign for the general election. And then what's the Hunter Biden factor that's out here? Because that's going to come up, we know that.
And he's had very weak answers to that. That one interview Hunter Biden did was very weak.
It did more damage than good, too.
And Trump's already done his branding. Sleepy Joe and Where's Hunter? I changed his first name to Where's. It's just, it sticks in your head. So we'll see how it plays out.
Well, as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time on this. And let's move into coronavirus update. CBS, kind of long, but listen in.
The number of known coronavirus victims in the U.S. is now more than 1,000, jumping around 30% in just 24 hours.
So let's get to our lead national correspondent, David Begno, who's here with the latest numbers and important information on the outbreak. David, good morning. What's the latest?
Good morning. Facts over fear, Tony. Let me set the scene for you. Specifically, there are now more than 1,030 cases here in the United States. 1 week ago, there were just 126. The virus is now linked to at least 32 deaths nationwide. It has spread to 37 states and the District of Columbia. 15 of them are under a state of emergency. Globally, we've got more than 120,000 cases reported. You know, a growing number of schools and universities around this country have canceled classes for now. Big events like the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival have been postponed, and Sunday's Democratic presidential debate will be held without a live audience. Now, a new issue for airline passengers. Three TSA agents at California's San Jose Airport have tested positive for the virus. On the subject of Americans traveling abroad, we spoke to an American technology writer who tested positive while traveling in Egypt. Matt Swider is being confined this morning at a hospital in a remote part of that country. Matt says he was retested and the results were negative.
It's taken me to just various scary places in a lot of ways, to say the least. When you don't speak a language and people don't speak English, that is a difficult thing when we're dealing with a monumental problem worldwide, and people are kind of going about it. They're kind of learning as they go. So that is the scariest part.
Matt's parents are trying to find a way to help him get home. To London now, a health minister in Britain's government tested positive for the virus. That official reportedly attended an event with hundreds of people and met with the Prime Minister Boris Johnson last week. There are currently no plans to suspend Britain's parliament.
Okay, so the head of UK health meets with Boris Johnson and she's got coronavirus.
Well, they wanted it to be an international city.
I mean, that is amazing to me.
Yeah, the irony of this stuff, it drives me nuts, and the media is doing this. I've said it before, Dan, but this idea of government must be magical in moments of crisis. It must move heaven and earth and do what even God himself, if we pray to him, isn't going to do for us. So it's like government doesn't operate that way, and yet people want government to be able to operate that way. And the irony of the government's going to save you, and then the heads of your government end up with the virus, it's dark humor.
And really have you noticed how they desperately want to for Trump to get the virus? Has he been tested? He hasn't. Why not?
Right.
Well, it's not necessary. But didn't he need to be tested? Because we want to find out if he's got it.
Right.
The irony will be that if somebody in the administration does get it.
It could happen. It could easily happen.
It could happen, but, you know, they've got these members of Congress that are self-quarantining.
Right.
And Matt Slapp from CPAC. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Damar ship.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing, friend? Joey?
I'm doing extremely well, and you?
I'm doing okay. You know, listening to all this hysteria about this coronavirus is unbelievable. I'm just thankful that they didn't do this with all the other more deadly viruses that we had. If they did, we'd all be walking around in hazmat suits right now.
Yeah, let me tell you what. When you look at the SARS and things like that and what happened there and this, it just is amazing how they're hyper-focused on this because of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's electioneering. It's not notifying the public of a risk. It's electioneering. And shamefully, too, because... you know, striking fear in people to try to affect the stock market and normal daily activity in the economy is shameful. And that just shows you how desperate, how dangerous the deep state is. We know who's controlling the media, and they're the one directing. They're lockstep in their reporting on this virus. And, you know, we know what's going on, so except for those low-information voters.
There you go.
But that's all I had to say. I just thankful.
Well, Ritz, let me ask you a couple of questions before I let you go here. What do you think is about what happened last night? Do you think that this is kind of it for Bernie? Do you think people coalesce behind Joe to stop Bernie? Do you think Joe's got the magnetism that's out there and people are just flocking to him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Everybody likes to gravitate towards dementia. I see that all the time. What I think's going on is, they know Bernie can't win, and they know that he's too extreme, so they're just clinging on to the only hope that they have, and that's Joe Biden. Nothing more. They know Joe Biden. Biden is a pliable candidate, and he'll do what he's told by those that pull the strings, and he's the man. But Bernie's just he's too dangerous for the people that control this country. They can't tolerate him.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm really looking forward to the Sunday debate to see how Joe does with that. And do they try to rough him up a little bit? Because I think they will try to rough him up. But what will, I think there's a buyer's remorse kind of feel that's going to be happening with Joe somewhere in the near, not too distant future. I think what it is, they coalesce behind Joe to stop Bernie, but then they go, oh my God, now we've got Joe. And so what do we do?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have much to choose from, you got to admit. I mean, that was a pretty shallow group of people running for president. And any one of them could be knocked off by Donald Trump easily. And, because Joe Biden struggled through the vice presidency, he was probably the one with the most experience that they could hang their hat on as far as making him a qualified candidate. But the other ones were just pitiful. And especially Elizabeth Warren. Have you ever seen anybody pander more than her?
No.
I mean, I don't care what you were or what you believe, buddy, she was on your side. And, people catch on to that stuff, and it's, and same with Bernie Sanders. He's doing the same thing, he even on a larger scale. He's trying to coalesce all the people, the gimme people that I call them, that want something out of the government. They're not content in freedom and being able to do what they want to survive. They want somebody else to provide it for them. And he's trying to coalesce these people and free education, free this, free health care.
One of the things that is so clear is that the institutional Democrats, now the institutional Republicans learned their lesson. They learned that they needed to get behind Donald Trump, not trying to stop him or criticize him. They've now gotten behind him. The institutional Democrats are panicked because all of those old institutional Democratic norms, Donald Trump is taking apart one step at a time. For example, Supreme Court just ruled that the asylum seekers can wait in Mexico, and you don't have to bring them into the United States, and you don't have to place them somewhere. Even if it's a family, you can send them back into Mexico. Mexico can take care of it. Supreme Court agreed with it. That